The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The first time I went to Haiti, I organized myself into a situation in the countryside where nobody spoke English. It seemed straightforward enough. Somehow, I must have been thinking that after a week or two of immersion, I would turn into a chatterbox. I remember sitting with a pen and a notebook at the table in my tiny room at night and trying not to write the same pouty sentence again in the candlelight. I see what they mean when they say that when you travel, what you really learn is about yourself. I was pouting because the only thing I seemed to be learning was that I was weak and small. I didn't like finding out that my primary tool for making sense of the world was talking about it. A lot. And I didn't like finding that out by being stripped of language in a strange place. By the time I went home, I wasn't sure there was anything inside myself at all. I think I kept going back to Haiti to prove to myself that wasn't true. I didn't have an easy time learning to talk, because I never knew what to say. No matter what group of people I was in, it wasn't long before I'd hear the dreaded accusation, "Ou pa parle," "You're not talking." With all eyes upon me, I really didn't know what to say. I hated being put on the spot like that so much I started avoiding situations where it might happen. That got me a reputation. Nancy pare menshita kai moon. Nancy doesn't like sitting around at people's houses. Sitting around with people. Take that as lesson number one. Your presence is a gift that you can offer or withhold. Drain the ego from that statement and you realize that the presence of others is a gift you can accept or reject. Withdrawing because you're confused and uncomfortable is stingy. Being confused and uncomfortable in front of everyone is generous. Then I figured out lesson number two. You do so have something to say in every conversation. State the obvious. The sun is hot. School's out. Everybody's sitting around. Restate the obvious. The sun is hot. School's out. Everybody's sitting around. You don't have to be a chatterbox to give what you have, and that's what makes you belong. Once I could say more things, I had to learn what not to say, how to talk without divulging any information that wasn't my own. Where are you headed? Up the road a piece. Who gave you that hat? A friend. Once, when I told a funny story about how someone tried to fleece me in the market, I knew better than to say who the person was. What were they selling? My friend asked. I checked myself just before the word mangoes came out. Oh, something. She caught the hesitation and praised me. You're turning Haitian, she said. I learned to get a fix of my chatterbox self by going out on the road on market day. Heading towards the market, I'd greet every woman who passed me going the other way and say, "Oh, are you leaving the market?" They would smile, surprised that a white stranger, who might as well be extraterrestrial, knew how to talk. "Yes," they'd answer, and ask me if I was headed to the market. "Oh, yes," I would say, and then we'd be past each other. 20 more steps, and a new person to greet. All the way there, all the way home. It's that easy to turn into a bird who can chirp with everyone. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.